This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artist.
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
It's wild, it's wacky, it's slick, it's savvy, it's the madcap Daffy, fracture, ding-a-ling, ring-a-ding, loony, zany, side-splitting, rib-tickling, slap-happy, scuzzy, dreary, irksome, tedious, banal, pointless, smutty world of Swami Baba.
You've got a good beginning.
And now, the last radio station in association with Louder and Faster Unlimited presents
Swami Baba.
You know, like Spock used to always say, live long and prosper. Well, the opposite of that would be die young and broke, which is what happens to a lot of Star Trekkers, be they celebrities themselves, people who live their lives vicariously through celebrities, or people who are seeking answers from the cosmos. So remember this, when the rubber hits the road, make sure it's vulcanized. Vulcanized for elasticity and strength and for being non-plastic in a plastic world. In other words, find your reality in the world of illusion. Then and only then, you will boldly go where no one has gone before. There's a mind meld for you. And oh yeah, P.S. Beware the Borg.
Logical. Flawlessly logical.
Yo, Brother Keith, can you play me a song?
Very good, boys.
Put the line in the coconut and you feel better. Put the line.
Life is funny, life is free, got all of them goodies coming to me.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Yo, Keith, dog, how about another one? How about a little something in memory of Waylon Jennings, another one of my theme songs? I've always been crazy. That'll work. Thank you, bro.
Me through. Been busted for things that I didn't do. I can't say I'm proud of all of the things that I've done, but I can say I've never intentionally hurt anyone. I shouldn't complain. I've always been crazy, but it's kept me from going insane. Beautiful lady, are you sure that you understand the chances you're taking love in a free living man? Are you really sure you really want what you see? Be careful of something that's just what you want it to be.
So funny, I could cry. It's so funny, you could die. It's so funny.
Life. It's not just for breakfast anymore. And speaking of cereal, I've been wondering, if you pour beer onto Rice Krispies, do they snap, crackle, and burp? All right, I'm going off on a tangent, but I progress.
Incredible. one of the worst performances of my career, and they never doubted it for a second.
Let me give some props and a shout-out, or whatever you kids are calling it these days, to a few people. Listeners from ECU, thank you. Listeners from the Unitarian Universalist Church, appreciate it. Universal Life Church, thank you. And various and sundry establishments that I visit and have visited. More about that later. We appreciate your support, as always. I may have mentioned this beforehand, but if I repeat myself, it's worth repeating. But I got to ask Carmelita and her girlfriend. We were playing cards and taking shots and whatnot, and the topic came up about Ouija boards again. Do I believe in them? You know, that sort of stuff. And my answer to questions like that is same thing my Uncle Mesmer used to tell me. He said, boy, don't open a door that you don't know how to shut, which is another way of saying don't start nothing you don't know how to finish. If you think about it, that's very good advice, not just on Ouija boards, but on other things as well. So that's my comment on that.
Don't be so dang literal.
That's akin to the old saying that God doesn't close the door without opening a window. Conduct your life wisely and you will be wisely conducted. Swami B's version of the pros and cons of hitchhiking via meditation and medication. Alright? Alright. I've been asked about this, and the conversation with Carmelita went into this. I could go off listing the various substances and so forth, but let's do it like this. Any form of drug or alcohol, which is a drug, indulgence, shall we say, as well as any other addiction, be it sexual, be it whatever, is a form of escapism. What you got to ask yourself is, what are you trying to run from? Until you confront it, you're going to have the problem. All right? Now, briefly, let's talk about, let's pick marijuana. Marijuana, to me, is in the same category as alcohol. It's a shamanic drug, only on a different level. Crack cocaine is called crack for a very good reason, because it puts a fault line through your common sense. Heroin, and no such thing as a good sick. The only thing good about getting sick is the feeling that you have after you've thrown up, all right? So basically, party smart. Stay in control. There's a lot to be said for being the only one straight at a party. Everybody's tempted to experiment, tempted to do this, tempted to do that, but you're running from something. Ask yourself what you're running from, and then deal accordingly. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's metabolism is different. You can't just run out willy-nilly and get your knickers in a twist because somebody offered you something and it was peer pressure and it was all this kind of stuff. No, 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 no. You're better than that. You're stronger than that. Party smart. Choose wisely. Do your homework. Do your research.
See here, this has gone far enough.
You gotta control it and not let it control you. Now, same thing applies to meditation. There's a right and a wrong way to do anything. So, in certain forms of meditation, you do have to give control to a higher power, but only after you've determined that that's the higher power you want to give control to. So once again, same principles apply. More about that later.
All right. All right, sir.
All right.
Affirmative.
All the DJs keep complaining, tunes run much too long. So I've gone and wrote myself 26-second song.
Swami Baba. You know, years ago I used to work for one of these psychic lines. Yeah, I've been down a lot of roads, folks. Yeah. But point I can never get across to people, and one of the main reasons I quit doing that kind of work, is because it didn't matter what you did, tarot, numerology, astrology, scrying, all of these things. You can never get across to them that there's more than one probable future. It's like reminiscent of a Pink Floyd album, which has probable past in the lyrics. But anyway, in any given situation, yeah, there's a bottom line future. But that future can be changed if you change your present. This goes back to something I've said earlier. The only time you have is the present. And if your future projected from your current present is not to your satisfaction, then change your present. And I think I've said this before, but I'll repeat it because it's worth repeating. Isn't it ironic, don't you think? Thank you, Alanis Morissette. But anyway, that the word present in a time sense and the word present as in a gift, same word. So what you do with it is up to you. Every present, every now moment is a gift. And this will determine your release from your past and your projection into your future. For example, you ever notice the Lord's Prayer contains the phrase, "Give us this day our daily bread." It's all about the present. In so many words, a condensation of the New Testament, don't dwell in the past. Don't worry about the future. Today, now, is the time of salvation. That's because, like I said, that's the only time you got.
The tools of conquest do not necessarily come with bombs and explosions and fallout.
Swami Bubba.
Now, I got an email from somebody who was talking about they didn't believe in God because God was an Indian giver. Well, first of all, that's wrong on so many levels, but let's go on. He went on to explain that God gives life, but takes it away. He gives health, takes it away. He gives riches, takes it away. Whatever. Well, let's see. Where shall we start? First of all, with the word Indian giver. That's totally wrong. It was the white man who gave and then took away, not the Indian. Second of all, they're not Indians, they're Native Americans. I'm sorry that Columbus didn't know where the fuck he was when he got here. Alright, so let's clear that up. God, as I've said before, is heavy into recycling. Nothing goes to waste. And God is not the taker. He is only the giver. If you want to go deeper still, the one who takes things is us. Hey, you expected me to save the devil, didn't you? Nah, the devil symbolizes the ego and all those things that detract from God. And ultimately, it's an illusion. But I won't go that deep right now.
You treat me nice and I'll treat you nice. You treat me mean and I'll ignore you.
I got another email. It said, "Swami, what time is it?" And so I sent him back an email and I said, "Now." Because now's the only time you got. You can't do nothing about your past. You can't do nothing about your future. Except in the present. And the reason it's called present is because it is a present. It's a gift to you.
That's what I'm talking about.
So even now, as you're listening to this show and as I'm doing this show, we are both creating our futures now. And when the future gets here, it's another now. So it's always right here, right now. Because in God, there is no time and space. And this is where divinity intersects humanity. All right? Yeah, I know it's a little beep. Chew on it. See what you spit out.
You were serious about that?
You're built too low. The fast ones go over your head.
You've heard the expression, same shit, different day. It hit me a while back. Well, son, if to you it's the same shit, but a different day, you either need to change your shit or change your day. Now, which is easier for you? You hear people say all the time, fuck this, fuck that, fuck you. Let's break that down. People usually say, fuck this, about something they really don't want to fuck. They say, fuck that, about something that they've usually been fucked by. And they say, fuck you, when they have no intention of doing so. So fuck, like love, has been bastardized into something that don't exist. What would happen if they fucked you? Use your words wisely.
We are but poor, lost circus performers. Is there a village nearby?
Swami Baba.
Got another email from a fella said, I've heard it said that do what you love and the money will follow. Yeah, there was a book a few years ago about that. He said, well, I love to do nothing, but I'm not making any money off of it. Well, that's where you went wrong. It's impossible to love to do nothing. Love of itself requires some sort of service, some sort of contribution. So that's where you're going wrong, brother. Do nothing, you get nothing. Karma, reap what you sow, whatever. What you put out, you get back. So, you know, it'd be like TCB taking care of business by BTO and all that. I love to work at nothing all day. Well, like I said, that's where you're going wrong. You got to do something. You got to make a contribution. You got to plant a seed before you get a harvest. All right, all right. Another email asked me, Swami, are you always drunk on the show? No, I'm not. I use alcohol sometimes as a lubricant to free myself up and overcome my shyness and whatnot, but I'm weaning off of that, and, you know, I mean, getting drunk for wisdom is like fucking for virginity or fighting for peace. It just don't work. But, all right, we'll leave that alone for now. A lot of life is dodging bullets. Takes a quick mind, quick reflexes, quick body. But remember this, it's the spirit that quickens everything. All right? All right.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
Suddenly the joke has become serious and profitable. Your standard religious ripoff, right? But can anybody take this stuff seriously?
Swami Baba.
Yeah, another common phrase that you hear is, well, in my book, such and such. Well, next time somebody tells you that and you don't agree with it, tell them, well, I haven't read your book, so it don't mean anything to me. Put that in your book and mark it.
The question isn't what are we going to do, the question is what aren't we going to do.
Another expression is, eat shit and die. Well, there's actually a lot of wisdom in that expression. Eat shit. Reprocess the bad stuff and die to your old ways of thinking. In other words, as has been said before, you're stinking thinking.
You're a smart motherfucker.
That's a convoluted way of saying being born again, ain't it? Which is a daily process, by the way.
Shazam.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
Titties and beer.
I thank God Almighty for titties and beer.
Big titties and beer.
Hunting two-legged deer.
Titties and beer.
Thank God I ain't queer.
Titties and beer.
There's one thing Daddy likes, and that's titties and beer.
Big old titties. A little titties and beer. Great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Got another email that said something about what do you think of internet dating and twin flames and soulmates and all that stuff. Well, we have a lot of soulmates. The problem is we stay locked in the lower chakras, the lower three chakras, and we interpret everything through security and sex. That's wrong to start with. Basically, what I told him was, shoot fire and save on matches. Meaning, even though that's a frequently used expression, meaning in this case, you gotta have the fire, the love, the passion within you first. Shoot it, in other words, project it out to the world, and you will automatically attract the people into your life that match what you're shooting out, your level of consciousness, your level of awareness. So shoot fire and save on matches. Don't worry about it. They'll come to you according to your awareness. And so if you keep attracting so-called bad relationships, it's trying to tell you, you need to change your awareness, your fire, and your shooting thereof. All right? All right.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
We hope you have enjoyed our Joycast this morning and will join us in listening the same time next Sunday morning.
You've been listening to the ninth installment of the Swami Baba program, produced by the Last Radio Station in association with Louder and Faster Unlimited. If you'd like to write to Swami Baba, you can do so at swami_baba@yahoo.com. That address again for those of you who were just overwhelmed by sensory overload from what you've just heard is swami_baba@yahoo.com. Thanks for joining us and come back next time for more Swami Baba.